This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu has said, a developed India can be built only on strength of self-reliant, self-esteemed, independent and empowered women. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today to mark the International Women's Day, the President stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world.
Aaj jo Bharat vishv ki tisre sabse badi arthavyavastha banne ki aur अग्रसर हो रहा है तो देश के वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी तेजी से बढ़नी चाहिए. वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बढ़ने के लिए उन्हें शिक्षा और नौकरी से समान अवसर प्रदान करना महत्वपूर्ण है.
President Murmu stated that the central government is continuously working to ensure that women in the country are politically, economically and socially empowered and are able to lead the nation towards the vision of a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups during Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi assured that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. He emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance on dignity and well-being of women at every step.
Nari ka samman, yahi samaj aur desh ke vikas ki pehli seedhi hoti hai. Isliye viksit Bharat banane ke liye, भारत के तेज विकास के लिए आज भारत विमेन लेड डेवलपमेंट की राह पर चल पड़ा. हमारी सरकार महिलाओं के जीवन में सम्मान और सुविधा दोनों को सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता देती है.
The Delhi government today approved the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees to poor women. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta made the announcement during a press conference in the national capital today. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, today stated that in this era of the new industrial and knowledge revolution, particularly with the rise of artificial intelligence, India will emerge not only as a service provider nation, but also as a major technology creator. He was speaking at a program organized by a private media house in Mumbai. He praised the robust startup ecosystem in the country and highlighted that India is one of the top three nations in the world with the highest number of startups. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India looks at the world confidently and wants to deal more in terms of promoting trade, mobility, investment, tourism and student engagements. Dr. Jaishankar said this during an interaction with Indian community and business leaders in Manchester, UK today. The minister said that India-UK relationship has immense potential to grow and deepen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius from Tuesday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this is the first visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi since 2015. The death toll from fighting in Syria's coastal Latakia region has risen to over 500 as transitional government forces continue to battle an uprising carried out by armed loyalists of ousted leader Bashar al-Assad. The Indian women's kabaddi team has been crowned Asian champions for the fifth time. Defending champions, India defeated hosts Iran 32-25 in the final of the sixth Asian women's kabaddi championship at Tehran this afternoon. Dubai is set to host the ICC Men's Champions Trophy final between India and New Zealand tomorrow. India have already defeated New Zealand in a group match. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 102 for 4 in 9.5 overs against UP Warriors while chasing a target of 226 runs at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. This is a do-or-die situation for RCB. And that is the end of this news bulletin.